When I was a kid, I would sail from the beach to the bay, you know, across Grand Isle, Saint Helene, where I live. My grandmother owned from the beach to the bay, her family. Compared to today, I would say that more than half of it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. That's all a floating marsh. That's all we have is a floating marsh. You go down far enough, you're going to hit water. But Grand Isle will wash away to sea. It will go back to sea sooner or later. They may prolong it, but they won't stop it.
If Grand Isle washes away totally, becomes an Île de Nier, Baton Rouge and New Orleans are going to really be beachfront property. If it accelerates here and we disappear, erosion further inland is going to be that much quicker also. It'll accelerate there. But if suddenly we were just inundated by a great depth of water, Grand Isle would be Île de Nier. I don't see that we could survive as an island and as a community if suddenly we were no longer 5 feet above sea level the way we are now. If it came up 3 feet and we were only 2 feet above sea level, a normal high tide would be detrimental to us.
It's terrible. It's sinking, disappearing. Places where my dad and I used to go duck hunting in the back over here. You go through little trenches and canals and little bayous, it's just open water now. The marsh is disappearing. It's horrible. It's something to worry about. I don't know if Grand Isle can survive much longer. But Grand Isle might be here. Maybe a tiny little strip of land to connect it, but it's not going to take much to cut that road. No, I don't see how this could be viable in 50 years. With the erosion, they say the island's sinking. Some people say the sea level is rising. I'll see little hurricanes now that we wouldn't even bother leaving, you know. And I got water almost in my house. And this last one, Gustav, that was nothing. That one of my rental properties, you got water in it again. Never had that before. The whole island sinking, the whole southeast of Louisiana sinking. They all come to Asia. We let them do it. You know, cut all those canals on the river. You know, they put all the levees and where the sediment used to come and drift this way. I can remember as a kid, the beach was always full of huge logs and stuff that drifted. I used to love to go on the beach. You never knew what the heck you're gonna find over there. You know, all kind of bamboo and weird stuff. You know, now there's nothing that drifts over there anymore. Everything is just channeled straight out and dumped off the continental shelf.
I've seen too many things happen. One of the things is that we cannot burn our marsh no more. So when you can't burn your marsh, your animals won't live over here no more. Your marsh, when you burn your marsh, it hardens your marsh up. When you burn your grass, it hardens your land, and then within 3 to 4 weeks, you got small grass starting to grow. That small grass, when you have constipation, you go to a store, you go to a drugstore and get some medicine. That small grass is constipation medicine for all the animals. The animals are no longer here anymore. I used to have a camp. And right now they got 3 foot of water there. And there used to be land there, all over. And that's gone. But if I can show you on some maps, the land had disappeared.
Just the last few years with the hurricanes knocking the island, where y'all been on the island.
Yeah.
It's hard to say that I'm gonna finish. I'd like to finish my life here, but it's, I don't know, it's hard, dude. Like you said, you know, with the island itself, I mean, it's going so quick, you know.
If your water level is rising and your land area is shrinking, mm-hmm. So it's giving you more water, you know, bringing the water closer and closer to your land.
it ain't just the Gulf either. I mean, you got people don't realize the backside is going. Yeah. If you got a bad winter with a lot of north winds, that eats you up. And then in the summer, you got south winds. So it's eating a little bit on each side, and actually getting smaller.
I mean, it's eroded that much between the cuts and the hurricanes. Yes, quite. In my time, from the time I grew up to now, yeah, a good 30-40%, if not more. Probably eating away towards the bottom, it'll lower out and then eventually be covered. Daddy used to tell me years ago that one day Grand Isle will be underwater. All they'll have is the houses sticking off the piles. I think Grand Isle could be a good focal point in that the area of visitation and history would be gone completely if erosion keeps on. The country as itself would lose area and valuable land, but history, most of all, history, Louisiana history, American history.
I watch it every day. The same spots I hunted 30 years ago is gone. I keep on moving my duck blinds farther and farther to the north. And when you got more salt water coming in, you're not going to have them ducks coming in.
Looking at born and raised on this island and watching the sea level coming over the island and watching these major storms coming over the island, watching, you know, over the years, especially when, like Betsy, the major hurricanes coming through, it looked like the storms are getting more powerful, and it looked like the sea rise. Looking at the water tables, especially in the areas, you know, in the marshes off the coast right in there, I find that, you know, in the next 50 years, 100 years, probably this island wouldn't be here. Looking at, you know, the sea levels and the elevations and, you know, look like the island itself in some parts is sinking. The water table is getting higher and higher. I can remember, you know, looking at land and looking at the marshes where they had no water before. And now the water's coming closer and closer to LA1. We keep on raising our highways, but the marshes are sinking and the water table's coming up. I probably won't live long enough to see Grand Isle washed away, but one major hurricane hits anywhere in the middle of Louisiana, it's going to wash the whole coast. And as the crow flies, it's only 50 miles from New Orleans. So the government needs to come in and really, we should have this wake-up call and spend the right money to protect all along the Louisiana coast. It's really, really getting serious. We could see these islands breaking apart, especially when the weather was severe. Especially when your cold fronts all went along, then you see the islands eroding from the north, and you'd see bad weather from the south during the summertime. And then the erosion was so bad, and you could see these islands just going out the pass, out of Battery Town, coming out of pass, and just going out in the Gulf. And then when a storm would come, sometimes it would bring parts of the islands maybe from Empire, maybe from Venice, from the east, just floating. You see marsh in the middle of the Gulf. Bird Island was a quarter of a mile. Beautiful birds with tern birds. They had the mangoes, big mango trees for them, the tern birds, the pelicans. Dutch Island is right here. You got we gave different names. Tern Island, we named that, you know, we listened like old man Leon's cut that he dug with a shovel, you know, like to pass with a pirogue. Today it's over maybe a three quarters of a mile wide. Bay Marsouin, that's Bay Marsouin in French is Pompous Bay. Bay Marsouin is Little Pompous Bay. That's where the Pompous used to hang around. They protected each other. And they came in and they would get behind these little islands, and it was like a little shallow bay. You could see the fins, and my dad used to tell us, and my uncle said, that's where the sharks, were little boys, instead of sharks were nesting. And, you know, Bay Levi was named after Levi Collins. That's all gone. you know, looking at Anna's Bay, which is named after my mother and father, was always shrimping when they were first married in a shrimp boat. Today, that's open water at the Baby's Let. Baby's Let is just nothing but water. Bayou Dulles. Dulles means bear bayou. That's all open up. Snake Bayou. It does like a snake when I was a little boy. And I can remember just 20 years ago going in a marsh and didn't know what the hell happened. It looked like somebody passed a lawnmower. And what had happened, it was a dead zone in the water that the salt water had came in and killed the freshwater plants that used to be there. I just find the hurricanes get more powerful and it looked like the land is sinking and the sea level's rising. I guess the water's gonna take over one day all over in Southeast Louisiana.
Errer de place en place, tels des nuages de passage. Les nuages aujourd'hui dans mon cœur semblent pleurer, appeler, passer. Les voix du père de mon père, appelant des ombres profondes, cette longue nuit de tristesse retentit dans mon cœur, perdante et perdue dans le temps. Les nuages du temps nous parlent, nous disent notre nouvelle errance. La mer monte, apportant avec elle tous les mystères de l'infini. La terre vaincue sombre et appelle, tout à présent plongée dans la tristesse. Les ombres des profonds bayous retentiront dans l'âme du temps, pendant que les nuages du temps sont les témoins de tout ce qui est perdu, perdant. Les souvenirs de la mère de ma mère volent à présent au-dessus de la mer. Bruit de la nostalgie, bruit de la nuit, traverse maintenant mon cœur tel des nuages, se mouvant de place en place. La Louisiane que je connais se meurt, plongeant sous cette forêt de nuages, de l'âme de la nuit, elle murmure et respire sur nous. Tant de souffrances, vague après vague, à la dérive en plein cœur de la mer, nos âmes ont soif de libération. Avec la mort qui nous guette, nous serons libérés, un par un, et pourtant ensemble. Nos âmes s'élèveront et à nouveau, nous serons à la dérive, de passage, tels les nuages du temps. Nuages dans mon cœur, au cœur de la mer, vague après vague, nous serons libres. Nos souvenirs volent au-dessus de la mer, vague après vague, nous serons libres. Aime la mer, elle nous rendra libres, toi et moi aimerons la mer, elle nous rendra libres.